and welcome to the Joel Comm Show. I'm Joel, and sitting in front of some new podcasting gear that I really wanted to test out and take for a ride tonight, as well as to share with you some of my thoughts about podcasting and where I want to go with it. Just kind of want to put it out there and thought, rather than a formatted show that is edited, which I'm used to doing, right? You make a mistake and you just say it again. And then in post-production, you just edit out that mistake that you made so that the whole world doesn't hear all the mistakes. They just hear the content as you intended it for it to be heard. But this is different. I've purchased a new Rodecaster Pro podcasting studio unit, and it is so cool. I'm looking at it right now, and I thought, you know what? I've got a lot of ideas for things I want to do with podcasting, but this would be a great opportunity to just go ahead and put it to the test and use it. And I want to give you my thoughts about where I want to see right there. That is something that could be edited, but I'm not going to. The problem that you're hearing right there, hear that? That's a short in the cable, and I ordered a new one from Amazon today, and I'm going to have it tomorrow. And I could have waited for it to arrive, but I really wanted to do this tonight, and I wanted to put this show out. I want to go and take a look at my history in podcasting, because in order to know where you're going, it's important to know where you've been. I started podcasting probably around 2009 or 10, and I was approached by the folks at webmasterradio.fm, and that was Darren and Brandy all those years ago. Ah, the short in this mic cable is really beginning to bug me. Okay, I'm not going to touch the mic, so hopefully the cable will be okay. By the way, I'm not using my typical studio setup for this. Like you hear when I record on the Bad Crypto podcast, I'm usually sitting at my PC, and I have a Heil PR30 microphone attached to that one. I'm currently sitting in my apartment in the other room, in the living room, at my actually the dining room table, and I'm looking out over the evening lights of Denver, and I'm rambling. See, if you're going to edit your podcast, you'd edit out that cough. I'm not going to edit this. This records directly to the Rodecaster and to a SD card, and then I take it and I just upload it, and it makes production so much easier. Anyhow, years ago, I did the Joel Comm Show on webmasterradio.fm, and I interviewed people. And that went on for a couple of years, 2-3 years, and I decided to take a break. And then when I came back to podcasting after my sabbatical, my personal and my business sabbatical, around 2014, I want to say, then I started the Joel Comm Show. But it was a different show. It was purely my thoughts, both about business and life, apps that I was using, and it was a solo show. Eventually, when I started broadcasting interviews for BeLive.tv to Facebook Live, I then took those interviews and I put them on this feed as well. This is the same feed that the Joel Comm Show started on, and if you want to hear what it sounded like in the beginning, then you can go back to the earlier episodes and pick up on that. I thought I would put this little show on that feed because there's a number of you that are still subscribers, even though this show has not really been updated in quite some time. And you're going to be like, oh, is Joel doing a new show? Well, I'm just using this to talk about some of the things I'm thinking about doing. When I signed with Thomas Nelson Publishers to do the Fun Formula book, I thought I wanted to do a podcast to support that book, and it was called Fun with Joel Comm. I think I did 37 episodes that focused more on the fun aspects of the personalities that I interviewed and how they were following their fun formula in their work and their life. And I did, like I said, 37 episodes of that. But around the time I was winding that down is when Travis Wright and I started the Bad Crypto podcast. And that started in July of 2017. And here we are in June of 2019. And that show is at about 7 million downloads total. It's definitely been the most successful podcast that I've worked on to date. Travis and I also do an ancillary show called The Bad Boys of Tech, which is about twice a month, along with Stuart Rogers from VB Engage. And we talk tech and nerdy things. So I posted on Facebook last week that I've been thinking about doing some other shows. I've got some ideas for content that I want to put out there because I really like podcasting. And because I have a face for radio, you know, when you're behind the microphone, nobody has to see what you look like. If you're having a bad hair day or, you know, if you didn't shower that day, you don't know. And so I love broadcasting, always have, and I love creating content. And I put out to my audience, what kind of show would you be interested in hearing me do? And I'm really torn now between three things, and I might end up doing all of them. I don't know. The first one is closest to where my branding is going. Many of you know that I am considered a futurist. I am considered a futurist. I also consider myself one. So whether you do or not, I am. So there you go. Not only do I have a tendency to see the future and what's coming next, but I also have a tendency to get there first because I like to go and play with the toys before most other people do. And because of that, I discover things before the masses do. And then I share it with you. And people start asking me how I'm doing that. And that's how I've become to how it come to be the functional futurist. I'm not a futurist in theory. I'm a practitioner. And so the podcast that I'm thinking of doing would be focused completely on futurist topics in technology, which would include artificial intelligence and machine learning, right? This type of thing, smart cities, a little bit of blockchain maybe, but also the social aspects of what this all means to us as we move into the future. And so the Futurist podcast might become a reality. And in that show, I would interview and speak with the people that I find fascinating that are dealing with these topics about the future, because I want us to all get there first before, you know, the masses do, so we know what's coming. So that's one idea for a podcast. Another idea is I've always been fascinated by the narrative podcasts that tell the story of an individual who is usually famous, that's made some sort of impact on the world, but the story is told in such a way that you don't know necessarily who the story is about until the end. Paul Harvey made this format famous with his radio show called The Rest of the Story, where he would tell a story, a narrative about some individual, and at the end he would reveal who it is that he was talking about, and then he would say, and now you know the rest of the story. Well, today Mike Rowe is the guy who has picked up the baton for that type of narrative, and he does a show called The Way I Heard It, and I absolutely love it, and I've always thought it would be fun to do a show like that where I would tell a story about somebody else and weave a narrative that would be compelling and interesting and delight people with the discovery of who it is that I'm talking about. It's kind of like a little mystery wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in bacon. Those are the best types of mysteries. So that's a show that I'm thinking of doing. And finally, the third thing that I've been thinking about, I've been talking with my friend Ray Edwards. Many of you know Ray. He's one of the world's best and well-paid copywriters. I've known Ray, well, forever and a day. I think we met in 2005 at an Armin Morin big seminar many, many moons ago. We became friends all those years ago and have remained close since then. I was at his office just last week in in Spokane, Washington. He's the one to blame for me having this Rodecaster Pro device because he had one in his office and he interviewed me for his show, the Ray Edwards Show, which if you don't listen to it, I highly recommend it. Ray is a brilliant individual. Besides being a brilliant copywriter, he's just he's a brilliant human being and a good-hearted human being, and he's funny, he's witty, he's insightful, he's wise, and a little silly, too. So I don't want to build you up too much there, Ray, but there you go. And I recommend that you subscribe to his podcast. But he and I have been talking for a couple months now about doing something that would be an interesting talk format that would also be a little controversial, perhaps exploring some of the things that many of us think about but we don't often talk about. Could be around religion, could be around politics, could be around society, could be around some taboo subjects, or could be about whatever, you know, we're into that week. But Ray and I think we have a good chemistry, and we've definitely been kicking around this idea that we would like to do something together. So lots of different ideas for shows, and I enjoy podcasting so much in the feedback that I get from you. Those of you who listen, I appreciate the reviews that you place on the show and the ratings that you give and the emails that you send me, because this podcasting takes me back to my roots, which many of you know was in radio back in Champaign, Illinois, at WPGU Rock 107, Urbana-Champaign's Classic Rock. That's where I got started. I got started DJing. Of course, I got started in music long before that. Not as a musician, because I'm a hack musician, but always been a fan of radio and of music. So it made sense for me to get into DJing, which led to working in nightclubs as a DJ, which led to my first real successful entrepreneurial venture, which was having my own DJ equipment and going and doing private functions. So wedding receptions, pool parties, bar mitzvahs, class reunions, birthday parties. And I did a couple of hundred of those and, met the needs of my family for a number of years as a mobile DJ. And that was all before I made the pivot to the internet as a career, which, by the way, I have to share one story with you. Another good friend and fellow podcaster is my buddy Lou Mongello. Lou, of course, hosts the very popular WDW radio podcast focused on all things Walt Disney World. And Lou posted a photo on his Instagram story just the other day, and it said, "My first book, circa 1989. And it was a photo of this handmade book, really. It was, you could tell that somebody created this themselves and made copies of it and sold it. It was called the DJ Handbook, a complete manual for the beginning and expert DJ. And I saw the cover of this book and I thought, oh my gosh, I owned this book. And it didn't dawn on me when he said my first book that this was the first book he wrote. I was thinking as a DJ, this is, I just kind of passed over where it said my first book. And I was thinking this was the first book that he bought on his professional career becoming a DJ. But there at the bottom of it, it says by Louis A. Mongello. And I told Lou, I said, I bought your book back when I was a DJ and wanting to learn how to DJ. I had this manual. So how funny is that? That we're talking 30 years ago, I bought a self-published book on how to DJ from a guy that I didn't know that I would eventually become great friends with for a completely different reason. And when I told Lou that, he was blown away, and he said, in Disney speak, which he's wont to do, it's a small world after all. And indeed it is. I'm glad to be on this journey with so many of you and looking forward to doing more podcasting. Not sure which of those topics I'm going to try. I think I'm actually going to do a trial run of the storytelling narrative type show and see what you guys think of it before I decide I'm going to do this regularly. Go listen to the episode that I just recorded with Ray Edwards, because it might not be out yet, but you'll be able to find it, Ray Edwards Show, on iTunes and all the places, and just look for the conversation with myself. And love to hear your feedback on any or all of these thoughts. By the way, this Rodecaster does have a cough button built into it, so if I want to cough, like I just did, I could push the button, and it's got a cough button. It's amazing. It's also got some cool sound effects buttons on it, so you know when I tell you guys something funny, and you know you're gonna want to, of course you are, and then you're gonna be so happy that you're gonna want to. Yep, that's pretty much what's gonna happen. Be sure to write me hello@joelcom.com. Hope you've enjoyed listening to this, and I can't wait to find out what it is I'm going to do, because I have no idea.